This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Gun Owners News Hour with your host and Executive Director of Gun Owners of America, Larry Pratt.
Welcome to this edition of the Gun Owners News Hour. It's a real delight to have an old friend, a longtime friend, with me today. Reverend Jesse Lee Peterson is a guy that should have had a middle name called Guts. He was born when he invented political incorrectness, let's put it that way, and continues his politically incorrect ways with a book called The Antidote. It's an antidote, as you will hear, that has always been effective when applied, when used, especially when internalized. The problem is the division that is so rampant in America. It's easy to see racial division. We hear and see a lot of that. But it's also class and other, really any issue that can divide that the left can get its hands on is pretty handy, and they'll try to milk it for all it's worth, because if they didn't have division, they wouldn't have the ability to have constituencies, because they're all about being against, and they really don't have a program for building and rebuilding, which is what, of course, the antidote is all about. And Jesse Lee Peterson even has an organization, Rebuilding the Man, which you can find at rebuildingtheman.com, that's all about what America needs. Jesse, I just want to thank you so much for your book. I think it really rings a bell, and I hope it's going to have a great impact.
Well, thank you for that, Larry. And by the way, it's longtime friend and old. I'm old now.
Well, you know what that says about me. Anyway, by the grace of God, we're both still kicking. We both have a lot to do. And I am sure glad that you're out there in the trenches. It's nice to know that there are some others that are shooting in the same direction and not against me.
That's right. The Antidote is a book that I wanted to write for the last 20 years. The Antidote, Healing America from the Poison of Hate, Blame, and Victimhood. And the reason I wanted to write it, because for 26 years I've been saying that the problems in our country and the problem with Black America is not a physical problem, but it's a spiritual problem. It's a battle between good and evil, and Black people, most but not all, are suffering not due to racism, but the destruction of the family and the lack of moral character. And if we don't rebuild that family, if we don't get men to turn back to God and love Him with all their heart, soul, and might, along with nothing else, and if they want a family to get married and husband and wife raise their children, things are only going to get worse in the country and not better.
And what you're saying obviously applies to all people in the country, and we are seeing an alarming increase in the rate of divorce of single mother homes, and the impact that that has on children is not every time, but all too often, it's very negative. It's something that kids have to overcome if they can overcome it, and it's so avoidable if there were more of a support mechanism, more active churches in our society that were alongside people to keep them together, to hold them together when the going gets tough. I know I've seen that in my own church when there were families in crisis and the church came alongside. And even years later, the good that that did is just almost immeasurable.
That's so right. And the reason for that is because there is a spiritual order to life ordained by God, and that order is God in Christ, Christ in man, man over woman, and woman over children. And when you break that order by removing the fathers, the wife and the children suffer. It's easy for the government to come in. It's easy for evil to overtake the family when the fathers are not there to spiritually protect the family from evil and financially provide. What people don't realize, or if they realize, they don't like it, not all, of course, is that the father is Christ in the home. He is Christ. He represents Christ on earth. And when you remove that Christ, then evil, there's nothing there to stop evil. And it also leaves a void, like an emptiness, inside the children, the boys and the girls. And they grow up feeling unloved. And you're going to see that clearly in the book, The Antidote. They grow up feeling unloved, like no one really cared about them. They also turn away from God because nothing else can fill that void but the love of a father.
Your own testimony, your own history gave evidence of that. You mentioned more than once in the book that you had had a very bad relationship with your single mom, and it was something that poisoned your outlook on life. And I thought it was so remarkable that you testify that when you finally resolved that, I'm putting these words in your mind because I'm not quite sure what you were thinking, but maybe something like, well, she may be an awful woman, but I just got to go and make peace with her because that's what God would have me do. When you did make peace with her, and you were able to reestablish a good relationship with her, your whole worldview and the hatred for white people and other people, who knows how many, that all went away. It was as if you pulled a plug out of a dike and the water just came pouring through.
That's right. Well, my mother wasn't single. She got married before I was born because it was an embarrassment during those days to have children out of wedlock, so she married my stepfather. But you're right in that when I forgave my mother for turning me away from my father and the lack of patience and all that, God forgave me. And when he forgave me, he took away all of my conflict, the void, the emptiness, and he gave me perfect peace. And from that day forward, that was like 27, 28 years ago now, I have not been the same. I still have peace. Perfect peace, and I've gone through more hell since then, and I understand and I can see that the battle is spiritual, it's not personal. So I don't take anything personal anymore. I let it all roll off my back.
That's got to be a great help when you're working with people through your ministry bond, because you've got to be dealing with a lot of people that have got the same, at root, the same kind of problem, where they're blaming somebody else for their problems, and once they realize they've got to let go of it, turn it over to God, things happen, things change.
All angry people, and you're right, and I have to tell you, it's not easy dealing with people. But all
oh, I thought it was just me.
All angry people blame others, and when they blame, they feel like victims. And so they're always blaming someone else. And that's why in the organization, BOM, my nonprofit, I tell them that the only way that they're going to be free is that they got to stop blaming. They got to take responsibility, admit that they're wrong for hating, and then God will take that away from them, and they can move forward. For an example, Larry, in the book, I write about Michael Brown and Trayvon from Florida, that incident with George Zimmerman, Trayvon Martin.
Right.
Well, Michael and Trayvon, father and mothers, broke up when they were very young. And with Michael, his father tried to pick him up at times and hang out with him, and the mother fought against it. It got so bad that Michael's father had to send someone over there at times to pick him up. And then, wow. And I'll finish up in a minute.
Yeah, let's finish up this account of Michael Brown and what could have been, but didn't ever happen in this poor guy's life. One thing after the other, and it goes back to the home. Talking with the Reverend Jesse Lee Peterson about his book, The Antidote. We're going to be back shortly.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply nutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Think body armor is just for commandos? Think again. In a collapse situation, you need to protect your entire family. Infidel Body Armor has created lightweight armor that repels AR-15 and AK-47 rounds. And priced at around $500, it won't break the bank. The whole kit weighs just 10 pounds, light enough for your 7-year-old or 70-year-old. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com and get yours today. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Something shocking just happened in a Coast Guard unit in San Diego. The old guys in the unit have turned the tables and are now destroying the young bucks in head-to-head fitness tests. How is this even possible? Turns out the old guys in this unit have been part of a special test group for a doctor-formulated fountain of youth drink called Patriot Power Greens. Patriot Power Greens has been so effective for many of the older soldiers that it's made their achy joints, stiff muscles, and lack of energy a thing of the past. Previously, this drink was only available to elite military units. But for a limited time, the creator of Patriot Power Greens has set aside a small number of free sample packs specifically for our conservative friends. But you must act fast. Due to the high demand from members of the Coast Guard, our supply is extremely limited right now.
To claim your free samples of Patriot Power Greens, go to greens75.com. That's greens75.com. greens75.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Welcome back to the Gun Owners News Hour, exploring a wide range of Second Amendment issues. Here's your host, Larry Pratt.
It's my pleasure to be talking today with Reverend Jesse Lee Peterson, author of the book, The Antidote. subtitle tells you a good bit. Healing America from the Poison of Hate, Blame, and Victimhood. The organization, which does so much work to put feet to that idea of rebuilding America using the antidote, is rebuildingtheman.com. Jesse, as we were speaking before the break, you were talking about liberals, and it occurred to me, or you weren't using that word, but it occurred to me that those with an anger problem tend to be, not exclusively, but let's put it this way, a lot of liberalism that I've observed and those with whom I've had to deal are angry people.
Yes.
And once that anger has been done away with and they've turned their problems over to God instead of trying to carry the weight of the world on their shoulders, they can become different people.
Without a doubt. I've seen it happen. It happened in my life. And also, I've seen it happen over the last 26 years. That's how old the organization is. I've seen it happen with men and women around the country over and over again. Those who are willing to forgive so that God can forgive them, they go free. And those who want to hold on to that anger, they suffer. They never find peace. And they do carry their problems, the weight of the world on their shoulders, while blaming everyone else for them. And as I was saying about Michael Brown went and lived with his father, but his father's household and life was out of order. So Michael couldn't stay there. He ended up going to his grandmother's house, and she had no control over him. So Michael grew up empty, feeling unloved, and feeling like no one cared about him, and he grew up a thug. And that's why he attacked that officer, and he ended up dead. He brought that on himself, but I blame his parents for not raising him. They were so selfish and into what they wanted that they didn't take the time to stay together and make sure that Michael grew up mm-hmm. a decent human being.
You know,
and instead of blaming that, Larry, they blame it on so-called racism. They race hustlers, what I call the alchemists. They blame it on racism, and so Michael became angry at white people, not knowing that he was being set up by the race hustlers in order for them to gain power and wealth.
And your account of how that guy, you know, what I knew of Michael Brown was the guy that you just pointed to, the one that had attacked a cop. He was a thief. He was a thug, to use your word. That was unhappily what he had become. And yet, this I almost cried when in the book you describe how he like a bag of potatoes gets shuffled from one home to another.
Yeah.
And you can just see his life coming apart in your very excellent description of the, however unintentional, the cold disregard of a young man in his very formative years, and being told, even if nobody used the precise words, we don't care about you.
Yes, that's right. And you know, it's awful what he had to go through, but it's even worse in that Barack Obama and the so-called black leadership, the liberal media and others, didn't deal with that. They didn't say, let's look at this boy's life. Let's see why he became the way he became. Let's look at his parents and see where they failed him so that they can use that as an example to encourage other parents to get involved with their children's lives, be there and raise them, be a good example, so that they can feel completed while growing up, feel like someone loved them. But they didn't do that because they don't want to rebuild families. They don't want blacks and others to be free. They need them to be angry, brainwashed, and dumbed down so that they can use them for personal gain. And I also write about Barack Obama. Barack Obama's mother was a white lady. She taught Barack Obama while growing up that America hated black people and that America was a racist society because she hated her own race, her own color. And then Barack mm-hmm. didn't have his father around. His grandmother, by the way, Larry, had a negative encounter with a black man, and she overreacted to that. And whenever she spoke of black, she always spoke of them as being just bad people. And because Morocco, his mother was teaching him that whites were racist, he saw his grandmother as a racist.
Mm-hmm.
And his father came to town when he was in the eighth grade, and his father came from Kenya and spoke to the class, eighth grade class, and he told the class that America is a racist society and that Africa is racist against blacks. And by Obama not having his father there, he too is empty. He doesn't feel love. He has nothing but anger in his heart. And that's why he can identify with Al Sharpton and Jesse Jackson and Black Lives Matter, because their hearts are all empty, feeling our love, and they have a lot of anger, and they're blaming white folks for it.
You know, Obama doesn't, at least I don't see the anger that I agree with you, I think is in his heart and his life, but he has developed a very cold shell to cover that with. And
yes.
When I see him, it's almost like looking at a robot, the lack of human emotion that's on display. And yet when you hear things that he has said, say off camera, as it were, there's obviously some Mount Vesuvius boiling, waiting to erupt. And again, he didn't. He went to a church, but the church wasn't peace, preaching peace. The church was preaching division and hatred. And,
that's right, Jeremiah Wright Church. That's why Obama was able to identify with that, because Obama is evil. He's cold-hearted. He doesn't care about anyone but Obama. And so that's why he could be so distrusted. But I've heard reports, too, how he cursed the media out and how angry he really is. And America don't understand. Well, I hopefully they do now, but they really don't get how wicked this man is. And he, you know, while growing up, he ran into other people who became mentors to him, and they just feel his heart with anger and hatred. And that's why he can do what he does and have no feelings about it at all.
We talked on this program several years ago, and we mentioned what we had seen about Obama. We knew his history, and we knew it was not going to be nice the longer he was in that White House, in that Oval Office. And I think an awful lot of people, conservatives as well as liberals, just couldn't believe that that calm exterior, a beautiful wife, two beautiful daughters, could be the guy that is just seething with the hatred that we knew that he had.
Yeah, they definitely didn't want to accept it, that's for sure. But I, too, tried to warn them not to vote for Barack Obama. I said, this guy sat out of Jeremiah Wright Jr. for 20 years.
That's right.
That's, and gave money to him.
Let's come back with Reverend Peterson in just a moment. He comes to us from RebuildingTheMan.com. I urge you to go there, look at the book that he's got, and the other really important information.
Hello, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And I'm going to be in Fort Worth, Texas on Thursday, April 14th for a free seminar. If you have anybody or yourself, if you have high blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, dementia, you have macular degeneration, thyroid problems, or anything else going on, come to our seminar. Registration 6:30. Actual seminar starts at 7. And for more information, contact Ms. Brandy Brogdon, 615-389-7733.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey Guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Are you looking to sell body armor? Want to make extra money selling body armor at your local gun shows? With low minimum buys and great returns, KD Armor is the answer. Make money in your spare time. It's American-made body armor with the quickest turnaround in the industry, which means you get your product when you need it at very competitive rates. And they'll ship it to you for free. If you own a business, give them a call today at 855-488-KD. That's 855-488-2284. Or go to KDArmor.com. Come and take it.
Welcome back to the Gun Owners News Hour, exploring a wide range of Second Amendment issues. Here's your host, Larry Pratt.
Talking today with Reverend Jesse Lee Peterson. He's got a rather politically incorrect view that the antidote for what ails so many people in America is not another government program, is not some kind of redistribution of wealth, but it starts with each and every individual looking to themselves, to God, getting themselves straightened out. Rebuilding the man is the concept. Rebuildingtheman.com is the place on the web. And you can find the book that we're talking about, The Antidote, there on that website. But it flies in a direction that's 180 against the course being set by the people who are culturally dominant. There's nothing wrong with the individual guy. He's a victim, and everybody's a victim. And even the oppressors are probably seen as victims. So anyway, we're victims, all right. We're victims for having fallen for the notion that it's somebody else's fault.
That's right.
They can't change my mind. I'm responsible for that. My heart is my own. I'm the custodian of my own heart, and
that's right.
That's not somebody else's problem.
You know, Larry, excuse me, the book is in all of the bookstores, Barnes & Noble's, Amazon.com, and they can go to rebuildingtheman.com as well. But I do, I mean, I just urge the people to get this book. It's going to, and I have to tell you, the feedback that I'm getting is amazing. Exactly good. What I wanted to happen. I thank God that he allowed this book to happen, and then that he spoke through me that it may be, you know, I can do it right. Because yep. This book applies to human beings, period. And once they read it, they're going to see these things, and some of them will see it in their own lives, but they're definitely going to see it in their family members' lives. And the antidote is going to help them deal with those issues and help others so that we can start rebuilding families. We got to bring back God's order, because even if we get the president in the White House that most people might want, he can't rebuild families. He can't live your life for you. He's just going to hopefully make the economy better, protect us from our enemies. But we got to live our own lives and raise our own families. God have given us the responsibilities as parents to do that. And so no one can live it for you. The government is not going to do that. We got to do that ourselves.
If we're not doing that, what happens is as the family is under more and more stress and snaps and cracks and twists and bends and gets frayed at the edges at best and destroyed in many cases, the social ramifications are such that one of the nostrums that we're being sold is that, well, the reason that there's so much violence black on black is we have too many guns, and we need gun control. And you have a phrase in here that I took note of. I think this is an exact quote. Trigger locks don't replace an intact family.
Yeah.
And more generally, gun control doesn't replace an intact family.
That's right.
If we had intact families, and not just among blacks, but in our whole country, I don't think we'd have nearly the clamor for gun control that we do now.
You would, Larry. I grew up in Alabama, as you know, on a plantation, and I couldn't wait. My grandfather and grandmother raised me, and I couldn't wait to turn 15, because at 15, we would get a gun, you know, a rifle. And when I turned 15,
you didn't shoot your eye out?
Not at all. And no one ever taught me how to shoot. I went out and taught myself.
Oh,
I got
horrors.
My rifle for my birthday, and I went out and I shot a squirrel. The first time I shot my gun, I killed a squirrel up in a tree. I will never forget that. And I've never shot anyone, never thought of shooting anyone. No one shot me, because the values were there. And, you know, when you have those values, you don't have to teach people all these crazy things that come naturally.
Right. Exactly.
So, it's crazy. Well, it's just that you don't have parents. You don't have fathers and mothers being there to be that good example. And when the kids grow up, they got to turn to the world or somebody to teach them, because their parents were not there to be that example for them. The kids look at the parents and see the right way to go or the wrong way. It depends on how they're living.
I'd like to circle back to Trayvon. We did talk about that, but I thought I saw a note that I made of something you had said, which I thought was just so good, that the Trayvon Martin that ended up in a violent encounter of, from what we can tell of his own making, was not the Trayvon Martin that anybody in his family saw, because they never really saw him. They never spent time with the guy. And as you said, the only guy that saw the real Trayvon, because he wasn't in school, so no teachers were seeing him, the only guy that really saw the real Trayvon Martin, well, you said Zimmerman, but I guess the shop owner before him, the little Oriental guy that got roughed up and robbed. But, those were the only people that saw who this really was.
That's right. And you know, the interesting thing, too, his folks knew that he was out of order, out of control, but they didn't care. They were into themselves. They were into dating and being with men and women, that they didn't care about that boy. And so even now, when they're going around the country pretending to be hurt and pretending to care, they still don't care, Larry. They're just using his name to raise money and to rifles in order to get attention and to raise more money and gain a sense of false power. It's not that they cared about him, because if they did, they would be telling other black people, hey, don't make the mistake that I made with my son. Get married, stay married, raise your children. Don't let them run wild and feel unloved. But they're not saying that because they don't care.
The best predictor, and I think you've made this point also, of what kind of young person is going to come out of a home is whether the home is stable, whether it's a mom and pop heading up that home, or whether it's like poor guys like Trayvon Martin, who oftentimes never even really know who their dad is, never see him. If they do, it's probably to get whacked a few times in a drunken rage or something of that sort. And so the parents are out of control. Surprise, the kids are out of control.
That's right. I read about several other people, Muhammad Ali, Joe Frazier, and all those guys, Jesse Jackson, Louis Farrakhan. Louis Farrakhan's mother wanted to abort him when she was pregnant with him. She did not want him at all. O.J. Simpson, for an example, I write about him. It's amazing doing the research on this book. O.J. Simpson's father, they lived in San Francisco, his father, mother, and other brothers and sisters. And O.J. Simpson's father left home when O.J. was 5 years old. He became a homosexual, and he left home, and then he went down on Castro Street, which is a homosexual district there in San Francisco.
Right.
And he became a drag queen. He started dressing in women's clothing, and he later died of AIDS. And so that's why O.J. is so angry. Even now that I hear reports about how angry he is, because he never felt love. And can you imagine being a five-year-old boy and your father all of a sudden, when you're 5 years old, you're close to your dad, and he's talking about he's a homosexual, he's going to leave home, and so I dress him and act like a woman? That is shocking to the system.
That's a gut punch. Talking about the antidote to all of these kinds of terrible things, the antidote is Rebuilding the Man, rebuildingtheman.com. And, of course, the antidote to hate is love, and that's what Jesse Lee Peterson has done with his own life, with the antidote that he's written about in his great book.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare? Having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
Welcome back to the Gun Owners News Hour, exploring a wide range of Second Amendment issues. Here's your host, Larry Pratt.
Guest today is Reverend Jesse Lee Peterson. He has written a book, The Antidote. You can get it just about any bookstore and also at his organization, RebuildingTheMan.com. That's really the answer that The Antidote is talking about. You rebuild through love. You don't rebuild through hate because you tear apart through hate. And it's simple to say. It's probably not quite so simple to do because hate hangs on tight and it doesn't want to let go. And really, it's the grace of God that enables any of us to get rid of something like that.
It's only through God that you can overcome hate and to love, because once he forgive you, he's going to give you his love. He's going to restore his love inside of you and give you peace and open your eyes that you might see, and then you can move forward. Once I finished The Antidote, Larry, I already knew that the battle was spiritual and not physical. Once I did this research and finished that book, I am 100% convinced now, and I can see clearly that there is no such thing as racism. And that racism is an illusion. It's a lie that's been made up by the children of the Prince of Darkness, of Satan. And they have made up this lie that racism exists in order to manipulate blacks and intimidate whites to gain power. And we have been saying for years, going along with it, when I say we, I mean the Christians, have been going along with it saying that, yes, it's about racism. It's not about racism. That's why we can't resolve it, because it doesn't exist. And the Bible says that our battle is a battle between good and evil. It says that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against spirits and wickedness in high places. And all our battles are spiritual. And once we return to seeing that, then we can defeat evil when the liars try to come and tell us that it's something else. There is no such thing as racism. It has never existed, and it doesn't exist now.
You had some interesting examples, and you have a juxtaposition, which I thought was helpful, between Booker T. Washington and Jesse Jackson. Booker T. Washington was a man who overcame the difficulties of the world, and really had a life just overflowing with love. And he built, among other things, built the Tuskegee Institute,
yes,
that still goes today, has trained a large number of people to be productive, and not only with their hands or whatever, but inside, productive spiritually. Jesse Jackson, as you point out, wouldn't even know how to lay the first brick at the Tuskegee Institute. I thought that was a great expression, and certainly kind of put it where it is. This guy's only capable of doing one thing, and that's giving a speech to whip up hate.
That's all he can do. It. That's all he's ever done. And it's unfortunate that he called himself a reverend, because he deceived a lot of people with that. When black people hear that you're a reverend, unless you're a conservative Republican good guy, they are not going to accept it. But with Jackson and those people, they believe these folks because they wear the name Reverend. People like Al Sharpton and others. Another thing I write about, Booker T. Washington was born enslaved. You know, his family was sold off. He suffered, but he never hated. He taught not to hate. And as a result of not hating, he was helped by white people and others because they saw that he didn't hate them. And he saw that they were good people, and they helped him. They educated him. They taught him along the way. And he always taught not to hate, but to overcome evil with good. And W.D. Du Bois, who people like Jackson and others pushed, and he was around Booker T. Washington day, he believed in the talents and tenth. He thought that he tried to create a way for 100 or I believe it was 10 black educated people to lead black people, tell them how to think, what to do, and when to do it. But it did not work. And he wasn't born enslaved. He was born up north. His family were educated and very wealthy, so he never knew slavery. And yet, W.D. Du Bois was trying to use slavery in order to manipulate the hearts and minds of black people. He finally left America, went over to Africa, joined the Communist Party, denied his U.S. citizenship, and became a communist over there, and he died over in Africa.
I doubt it was a happy life that he led over there. Then I can't help but bring it up. You mentioned the example of Officer Gates, who got sucker punched. Here's a guy that had been chosen by a black police commissioner to teach racial profiling, that is, I guess, against it. And yet he becomes the victim, one of the victims of Barack Obama's white people don't get it. They're so falling so far short. Poor guy never saw that coming, I'm sure.
No. It was shocking. It's amazing, too. This is why we got to get the truth out there, Larry. We got to, and I know you've been doing it for years, and I've been doing it, but we need more people, especially men and women of God, to turn back to him and overcome fear, not to be afraid to tell the truth as to what's really going on, because as long as you're afraid of these people calling you names or whatever threat they may make, all you're doing is empowering them. You're giving them power to destroy you. And so if the people of God were to turn back to him and love him, he would cast out the fear, then we could save our nation.
Yeah, the name calling is that's part of what they do. And in fact, I've often seen in spats that I get involved in that if liberals couldn't use the notion of, oh, you're a racist, or something equivalent, they don't have any arguments. And so when they realize that they don't have the facts of a particular matter on their side, and the arguments that they have available don't explain what's happening in that particular situation, well, then obviously the opponent is a racist. He's just an evil person. And we don't have to believe anything they say because they are evil.
That's right. And now we could dispel that notion that racism exists. And as you said, and I echo, they have nothing to lean on. Nothing. Because if you're not afraid of that word racism, and white people, not all but most are, I mean, they run for the hills when you call them a racist. But now they won't have to run. They could stand against that lie, and I guarantee you the liberals will start to fade away because they don't have real power.
No.
If they can't intimidate you, if they can't put fear in you, they have nothing because their father, the devil, has no power. He's a liar. Only thing he can do is deceive you and cause you to destroy yourself.
I appreciated the juxtaposition that you made, another one, the two lives that were so different and so different in what they produced, Dr. Ben Carson and the Reverend Jeremiah Wright. And just to listen to the two men. Now, I already had my favorite with Senator Cruz for president, but you can't dislike Dr. Carson. He's got to be one of the nicest sounding guys you ever want to hear. And then you on the Reverend Wright. It's a wonder he hasn't died of a coronary or something with that blood pressure of his.
I'm telling you. And yeah, in their fallen state of anger, most blacks see Dr. Carson as the enemy, and they see Jeremiah Wright as a good guy. And even though Jeremiah Wright speaks evil, he is evil, but because they're in that evil state, they identify with him over a good, decent man like Dr. Ben Carson. And blacks would never vote for him. Majority would never vote for him because any time a person is good like that, they see them as a sellout. They don't accept good. They prefer evil over good, and they call evil good and call good evil. They would never, and that man, as you say, I know him, I met him, he and I have been on shows together, he is a decent man. What you see is what you get, but yet they reject him. They call him Uncle Tom, they call him a sellout, all kinds of names.
Well, I bet you the people who are alive today because of his extraordinary surgical skills don't agree with the junk that's hurled his way. And the strength that he shows, as you do, are people that no matter how you get pasted, you just keep doing what is right. And that's what's going to prevail. And you've got the antidote, Reverend Jesse Lee Peterson. We appreciate you. Thank you for preaching it. Thank you for living it. And may God prosper the sale of this book, The Antidote.
Thank you.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
75 years ago, America suffered one of the worst moments in American history, the attack on Pearl Harbor. Now you can remember December 7th, 1941, with the purchase of the first ever 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-490-3200 right now for the official 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve, the only company authorized to distribute these 100% solid gold coins. Remember Pearl Harbor with this limited official gold release. 1-800-490-3200 or online at usmoneyreserve.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.